Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Fred Bottomer, the look at the week in health. The government's latest report on the flu shows the season continues to intensify.
Flu is not loosening its grip.
Our latest tracking data indicate that flu activity is still high and widespread across most of the nation, and increasing overall.
That's acting director of the CDC, Dr. Ann Schuchat. She says 16 more children have now died from this year's deadly strain, bringing the total to 53. Only about 20% of the children who died had been vaccinated. CDC also reporting a record number of hospitalizations from flu. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
A new study finds this year's flu vaccine is only 17% effective. Dr. Tara Narula is a medical contributor for CBS News. She says such a low figure shouldn't make people cynical about getting the shot.
That would be the wrong message to take away, that I shouldn't get vaccinated because it's not effective. Every public health official in the CDC will say there's still benefit. There's benefit because 17% overall effectiveness is better than nothing. There's benefit because it can decrease the severity of the symptoms, can decrease your risk of complications, and it can also protect you against the other strains, influenza B and H1N1.
Minneapolis is getting a super sanitized scrub down to tackle the flu virus as it welcomes thousands and thousands of Super Bowl fans.
Epidemiologist Mike Osterholm says fans are upping their odds of contracting the flu if they do go to the game.
Think of influenza almost like a lottery. So if in a normal day you'd only come in contact with 10 people, that's one chance. If you come in contact with 100 or 1,000, you just up your chances that much more.
And the Super Bowl isn't just about the 65,000 people attending the game. It's also about events like this one in downtown Minneapolis, where crowds will come every single day of the week leading up to the big game. Add in air travel, and your chances of getting the flu just go up.
Health experts are warning of possible side effects of breast cancer treatments.
The American Heart Association says some treatments may cause heart disease and symptoms may not appear until long after the end of treatment. It says radiation could cause arteries to become narrow or blocked and possibly lead to a heart attack. Some drugs, it says, can damage DNA or cause heart failure. If problems are found early, the Heart Association says it's not too late to adjust. Peter King, CBS News.
There are new moves in Washington when it comes to launching cheaper generic drugs.
The proposed CREATES Act would target legal but questionable tactics that slow or stop competitors from making generics. Rutgers law professor Michael Carrier.
Those games take many forms. In one form, a brand company will pay a generic to delay entering the market. In another form, it will switch from one version of a drug to another, just trivially different, just to keep generics off the market.
Retired teacher Pam Holt takes Revlimid to treat her blood cancer. Her copay, $640 a month.
I don't know how anyone can afford that. I really don't.
Drug maker Mylan wants to make a generic version, but says it can't because the original manufacturer, Celgene, won't provide samples. And now Mylan is suing. Celgene says it'll have a generic version in 4 years, likely too late for Pam Holt. Peter King, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.